But here was Zach Sealer on Tua coming back.
I mean, it's great. I mean, I think Huntley and Boyle did a great job.
There's
things to clean up, but I think they did a great job today. There's no doubt Tua's an amazing, one of our best quarterback, and the energy that we're going to get from him back is going to be incredible. But I still think we can win plenty of games with these two as well.
No, you can't. Stop saying things that aren't true.
Here.
Tired of being lied to.
You know what
to.
This is? He is Tobin playing deep football.
Ridiculous.
That's what you did. What, is that any different than saying 10?
That's when Eric Spoelstra lies to us. He goes, oh, we have
enough. Wait, don't.
What?
Don't you deflect and talk about other folks. We talk about you right
what
now.
What about me?
You can't call him a liar and then I say, what is your comment? 10.
Yeah, because I'm tired of watching Tim Boyle.
Doesn't even, like, I mean.
Threw it out of bounds on fourth down.
When you say, man.
Just throw a pick six, Tim.
Yeah, at that point, nobody cares.
Yeah, who cares?
You know what I hate? I hate fourth, and listen, fourth down in the game plays where you don't even give the guy a chance. Right? I think that's the most frustrating.
Here's what Tua needs to go to Mike McDaniel. And he goes, and you know, Mike McDaniel's probably going to be sad in his office crying. You know,
why is he crying?
Because he believed in Ingold too much.
Wait,
and he's going to go.
That might be the greatest line ever in the history of football analysis.
You bashing Ingold, hey, nasty.
He goes, hey Ingold, I'm seeing your name too much in the stats, like too much, It's like your plays are impact winning. They're not on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
So you call him Eric Spoelstra?
You think when he was
he's not supposed to show up in the box score.
So you call him Drew? Was it Drew Smith?
He is supposed to be. He's supposed to be like Drew Smith.
So hold on, you're saying when he's watching film of this game and he sees the play when Ingold fumbles the ball, he's gonna cry like waterworks. That's gonna happen.
I think he finds Mike McDaniel in his office at 6 a.m. Film's already on. You know, he's got a couple of empty Red Bulls in there.
He's smoking a cigarette.
or a vape pen.
And Tua goes to him. He goes, come here. He smacks him in the face. He goes, just like you picked me up, I'm going to pick you up. Let's go get these Cardinals.
Slaps him in the face.
Slaps him
that
in the face.
Sound like a pick me up.
Wakes him up.
Wait, all of a sudden, baby Tua, like the nice young
with his double ink sleeve tattoo, you know?
He just rocks you. All of a sudden, he turns into the Rock.
I think we should just make a cartoon movie of Tobin's vision of the world, like the sports world, the things he thinks are actually happening in sports versus what is happening.
What do you think is happening?
What do you mean?
Reality.
What do you mean?
I think on the way home, Tua and Mike sat next to each other.
Yep.
Looked at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tua nodded his head and went back in the back. That's it.
He goes, Tim Boyle can't hurt you anymore.
You look at him like this. Good luck. Tim, look. He just went over to him like this. Tim Boyle will never do this to you again.
This is so uncomfortable.
You see what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, this needs to be a cartoon. Somebody help me with this.
I don't know what channel it would be on. Definitely it's just Cartoon Network.
No, it's just all we need to do is, like, and just call the show Cartoon Hot Takes. That's it. Like, your version of life.
Yeah.
It's like so like think, just with everything, everything that we talk about.
It's not. It's not.
Wait, even with our bits, could be something, could be nothing. No, that would be like segment two of a cartoon.
Trust me when I tell you, two.
Leroy's got something here. Because yes. I could actually see a cartoon of you seeing the Dolphins play the Super Bowl, right? And you have the choice of picking 38-35 loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're chewing on it. That'd be the third segment.
Or 13-12 victory.
Right.
It's like, it's almost.
Because you know, the 72 Dolphins won some stinkers.
I mean, they won.
Yeah, but that's all they had back in the day.
Didn't they win a Super Bowl 14-7?
Let me tell you something. Zonk's not happy.
About what?
And he's been watching plenty of ugly football.
Dude, he's not happy they're not winning.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not happy about the ugly football.
He doesn't like the ugly football.
72 Dolphins, they played some ugly football games. But they won. Nobody cared. You mysteriously care.
Here is Zonk. Looks like we're off to a good start on the scoreboard, but still seeing basic fundamental mistakes that are hard for me to watch. Hashtag MIA versus IND. Hashtag fins up.
I know he does about 17 hashtags.
And then, after it all was over, another tough loss today. Maybe we'll get lucky next week against the hashtag Arizona Cardinals. Hashtag fins up. Now, Tua walks right into that QB room, I'm telling you this, today, and he looks at Tim Boyle, he goes, hey, hit the bricks, OOB.
Really?
Yep.